The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
In the chaotic world of the Outlands, trust is a commodity more precious than water. Lakesh pays the price when he tries to hide Kane, Grant, and the Cerberus operatives from the watchful eye of the Barons.
You're a difficult man to sympathize with. However, you are worth more than even the Baron imagines.
Why don't we make it easier for him to think it over?
Kane, Grant, and the others must enter the belly of the beast if they're ever to see their compatriot again. Untold threats await them in the stronghold of Baron Cobalt.
One never knows what sort of pest will be found scampering through the walls. The only recourse is to flush them out and exterminate them.
Before the day is over, Kane will learn new secrets about old friends and a long-hated enemy. Clandestine truths that shed new light on everything Kane takes for granted.
Questions that need to be answered. And I must answer them now. I lied by omission, but I did not betray him.
I know that. But you're going to have to give him a reason to trust you again.
And a deadly new threat materializes in the dreamlike visions of the Cerberus team as they are cast through the dimensions of the Mattrans device. A threat who has existed for hundreds of years.
You're dying. It's a nerve toxin derived from the VX agent. Absorbed instantly through the pores of the skin, attacking the heart and the respiratory and central nervous systems. The effect is almost immediate, and a 5 milligram dose is fatal. I just administered 15.
Kane faces betrayal, bloodshed, and his own towering rage along the Omega Path. Don't miss it.
And now, for our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents
The Destroyer,
created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir, narrated by Christopher Graybill, with performances by Terrence Aselford, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, Thomas Penny, Jeff Baker, David Coyne, Ken Jackson, Casey Jones, Kate Torrey, Christopher Walker, James Konacek, Dan Smith, Chris Rowan, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer number 99, The Color of Fear.
History book ever recorded it, but the first shot of the Franco-American conflict of 1995 was fired on a Civil War battlefield outside Petersburg in Virginia. This time, Civil War would escalate beyond the shores of the continental United States. Before it was all over, two long-standing allies would launch punishment raids upon one another's most sacred institutions in a new kind of war. One never before witnessed in human history. And two men, one famous and one obscure, both of whom the world believed long dead, would collide in mortal combat. All because
Sample complete. Ready to continue?